You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report released this week cites more than 6,000 scientific studies. It says there will be benefits to people and ecosystems if global warming is limited to 1.5 degrees instead of 2 degrees. And from an Australian point of view, the panel says there is a chance to save 30% of the Great Barrier Reef if the use of coal is phased out globally by 2040. But drastic changes to people's lifestyles will be needed to achieve such targets within the required time frame. Monica Richter from the Worldwide Fund for Nature says there are many ways the average citizen can help make a difference.
The IPCC report is pretty clear. We need to make rapid and far-reaching transitions across a range of different areas. So consumers have a big role to play. First of all, we can all be energy smarter in our homes. So if you don't have solar panels on your rooftop, then you can join the 2 million households that already do. That's one way of doing it. You can purchase renewable energy for your electricity. You can shift to more fuel efficient cars. And, you know, if you go out, we're just about to come into summertime when you're going out to work, or close up your house so it's not so hot when you come in afterwards.
Ms. Richter says consumers can in turn influence businesses who themselves can have a large influence.
Consumers can do their fair share. Consumers can do it through the dollars they spend in shopping centres and what they put their money into. And that's where businesses come in. Businesses are and can lead the way to be more energy smart, to be setting long-term ambitious climate targets. And in the absence of good political leadership on this issue, we need to really work with businesses.
The issue of political leadership and political policy on this issue is attracting as much, if not more, debate than the issue of climate change itself. The threat to the Great Barrier Reef won't change Queensland's support for coal mining, according to the state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk. Whilst Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will meet its 26% emissions reduction target, the federal government will not, however, renew or replace the renewable energy target when it lapses in 2020. And Mr. Morrison says Australia only produces around 1% of global carbon emissions, making other countries' actions more important than Australia's. Glenn Klativsky from the pro-renewable energy website 350.org says the federal government is failing on this issue.
It's embarrassing. It is almost like our current government lives in a parallel universe. I would hope, and 350 would hope, that it didn't matter what persuasion or politics. We all need to get together to fix this. But there was literally a federal politician from the government last week saying that climate change doesn't exist. It's not a problem. We have a real problem with our current federal government. We hope that they will shift quickly before the next election so that we can get some sort of clear direction from Canberra. But it's 2018 and we do not have a federal policy on climate change. And that is just unthinkable.
The United Nations insists the stakes of climate change are higher for some nations more than others. Pateri Talas of the UN's World Meteorological Organization says trying to limit the damage is a very serious matter for hundreds of millions of people in the near future.
There will be 420 million people less suffering because of climate change if we would be able to limit the warming to 1.5 degree level, and we have certain areas in the world which are extremely sensitive. It's the small island states, Mediterranean region, and also sub-Saharan Africa, which are already suffering and will suffer the most in the future.
The prospect of intense suffering in some nations, making the response of all nations to this issue the subject of intense scrutiny for some time to come. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.